And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Scott Cuddy on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We have a very special edition of the Attack today as we are on Radio Row for the 117th edition of the Army-Navy football game. Joe, and we're very happy and proud to be a part of it.
We sure are, Bob, and it's brought to you by USAA. Their sponsoring of this Radio Row, their sponsorship of the Army-Navy game, the 117th edition, is so, so very important to this great event. We're honored to be here, and really in so many ways we're honored to do it not only for our great audience around the world on the various platforms that they listen to us on, but also, most importantly, for those that listen on the American Forces Radio Network around the world. We're honored to bring you live from Radio Row this edition of the Spano and Black Attack in advance of the 117th Army-Navy game.
Yeah, no question about it. We're going to be joined by one hell of a guest roster today, and starting with Lieutenant General Robert L. Cashlin, Jr. And it's going to be fun all the way around.
Right.
We had such a good experience last year, every much so this year.
No, oh, definitely, Bob. It's been great. Baltimore Convention Center has been a great host for all the festivities. Again, USAA and their role, they've been incredible. And we just have a tremendous guest roster, which in our next segment, right out of the box, we'll quickly set the table before we get General Cashlin in here. He's the
leader. Superintendent.
He's the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy in West Point.
I'm sitting up straighter in my chair already.
And you should be. And we'll talk to him at a quarter after this hour. But when we come back, Bob, we'll set the table here, run down what is just a jam-packed guest roster. And really the focus all the way through this show is going to be Army-Navy, with few exceptions. We'll be back after this to talk to General Cashlin and set the roster for a great edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure. Keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following is a special presentation.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and we're joined by a couple of really special guests. First cadet, correct?
First captain, excuse me.
Hugh McConnell, and the superintendent of the United States Military Academy, Lieutenant General Robert L. Castle,
Jr.
So I'm in awe right now, so this is really great.
Sit up straight, Bob.
Thanks for having us. We're honored to be here.
We're honored to have you. Thank you for taking the time. Yeah. With all due respect, General, I'm going to start with
Oh, please do. This is the future of our nation right here.
Quite a title you hold right there. Talk to me about the procedure. Is it a combination of grades, vote, appointment, superiors? What? How does it go down?
Sure. So the position of first captain is the brigade commander for the Corps of Cadets. And so we lead the entire Corps, all about 4,500 of us. The selection process, at West Point, we're assessed in physical, military, academic, and then also our character pillar. And a combination of those four puts you in a pool of cadets that are then reviewed and assessed, and then you're put in a leadership position for the summer. And then from that leadership position, which mine was cadet field training, and so I was leading all of the sophomores at the academy last summer, we're selected for our positions. And so,
talk about what the future is going to hold for you. Obviously, upon graduation from the academy, you will do 5 years of service to your country, and we thank you already for that service. Where is your area of expertise, and where are you headed as an officer within our armies?
Sure. So I just assessed into the infantry branch, and so I'll be following the footsteps of General Caslin and going infantry. So that will send me down to Fort Benning, Georgia, next summer.
General Caslin, switching to you, 59th Superintendent, big shoes to fill. When you took the position, how did you feel about it?
I knew it's the way that it's structured is this is your last assignment in the United States Army. So I've been in the Army now 42 years. So this is my last job. And I do not know of any other job I would rather have than to be able to invest in the future of an institution that I think is so important, not only to the Army, but an institution that's so important to our nation. And to have the honor to be able to lead the future generation of men and women who are going to serve our country, ultimately in serving our nation. There's no greater honor. There's no other place I would rather be than to do that.
General, talk about the difference in leading men into battle and in training the next generation, as it were, as the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy. There must be quite a bit of difference, yet also very many similarities in what you're doing.
Yeah, well, we have the responsibility of developing officers. And the officers has some degree of military training, but they have to have the physical and the intellect to be able to operate on the complex battlefields. And they also have to have the character to deal with a lot of the moral issues, both moral issues inside for operating bases, but also moral issues in the execution of armed conflict. And so that really defines their character. So I had one assignment at West Point back in 2007 where I was the commandant of cadets, and then I went to become a division commander. A number of the cadets I commanded were now lieutenants in my division. And when we all went to Iraq together as a division commander, I had the honor to battlefield circulate and to talk to some of lieutenants who were previous cadets. I also had the misfortune of one of the cadets who I knew very well was killed in combat. and having to deal with that tragedy, and then because I knew him so personally, and then what a great job he was doing on the battlefield. So so I saw it from all sides, and I think I, based on my background and experience, understand what's necessary for our officers to be able to operate today in today's combat environments.
Well, you know, the U.S. Military Academy is a school, and it's a unique situation in that there's a balance here. You're training future officers for, you know, for the military, but there also is such a unique academic side and so many demands. Both of you feel free to jump in and talk to us a little bit about the unique atmosphere of a military academy compared to, say, any other university in how the juggling act and how everybody has to function.
Yeah, well, you would think that since we're a military academy that our primary objective is to develop military leaders. But our mission statement says that we educate, train, and inspire leaders of character. We develop our leaders militarily, physically, intellectually, and also through character. But our mission statement does not say that we educate, train, and inspire leaders who are militarily competent or physically or intellectually competent. It says educate, train, and inspire leaders of character, because you can fail in military competence, but when you fail in character, that's when you fail in leadership. And so developing leaders of character is the most important thing that we do at West Point. The intellectual aspect is tremendously important, but particularly in these very complex battlefields that are out there. And in that complexity, you have to understand the nature of the hierarchy of order, how it was disruptive, and then you have to understand how complex it is and where do you put pressure on so that you can have the impacts of the second, third order effects that you're looking for. And on top of that, the effectiveness was not so much on your military competence. Your effectiveness was on your interpersonal skills to develop relationships with all these indigenous forces and peoples and groups that are out there. And the best commanders, whether they're lieutenants or whether they're brigade commanders and colonels, are the ones that really understood intellectually this complexity and then had the interpersonal skills to develop those relationships, because our effectiveness was in relationships more so than it was in our military strengths.
How is that communicated to you within the classroom and within the structure of what you have to deal with?
So I would say West Point focuses on the whole person. There's no one pillar that really stands out more than character. And with character being the foundation that we really build everything else on, as General Kasdan said, we're looked at physically and we have to meet the physical standards, and really we're expected to exceed all of the physical standards. We're looked at academically, and we place a strong ownership on that, and making sure that everyone in the class, as we look to each other, you know, looking to our left and right, as a class, we need to excel. And if somebody's falling behind a little bit, then we bring them back up, and we continue to grow as a class. And then also militarily, it's really good.
I guess teamwork, and we're talking to General Robert Kasdan. He is the superintendent, the 59th superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy, and Hugh McConnell, who is the first captain of the U.S. Military Academy. I guess teamwork. You know, a lot of people go to college. And again, this is a college. It is a unique college because of what you are being trained to do and where you're taking your next step in your life. But it is a college. And what's so amazing is you talked about teamwork. A lot of times people go to a more traditional university or college and they go to school and it's about themselves succeeding and excelling. You talked about how, yes, you need to excel, you need to succeed, but you need to help elevate everybody else. So teamwork is one of the hallmarks of the U.S. Military Academy and ultimately moving forward the Army. Is that fair to say, gentlemen?
Absolutely. A leader has to build an inclusive team, a team where, with great diversity, because our America is so diverse, that you bring everybody so that they feel that they're a valued member of that team and that organization. That you're not disparaging on one based on one's ethnicity over another, but you can build inclusive teams where everybody feels, like I said, they're a valued member. And that's what great leaders do. They bring that cohesion together. They move towards a common purpose. They articulate what that vision is that they've all got to achieve to. They all understand how their individual efforts will contribute to the accomplishment of that mission. And then the leader makes sure that the group, the organization, gets the credit, not the leader.
We've got you for about another minute. You mentioned that this is your last job in the Army. What kind of challenges has it presented to you? You've seen real action, and warfare, I guess, is constantly evolving. I can't speak from personal experience. What kind of challenges has that presented
to you in running the academy?
Well, I got a good assessment when I first got to the academy, and I realized that there was a lot of mediocrity going on, and I realized that when our nation puts the Army in harm's way, they don't expect mediocre efforts. They expect us to go out there and accomplish the mission and win. So we thought a lot about what does it mean to develop a culture of excellence where success naturally follows, and a culture of winning. Not winning at all costs, but winning in accordance with our nation's values, our Army's values, and West Point's values. That's one of the things that we had to work on quite a bit. I wanted to improve the character of the organization because I realized that character is tremendously important in leadership, as I mentioned before. And so we worked a lot on how to develop that character and carry that forward in our cadets.
Gentlemen, can't thank you enough for a few minutes. Your service to our country, we really do appreciate it. We want to keep you on schedule. There are many other stations that want to talk to you. This was truly an honor, and we thank you for your time.
Well, Joe, thanks so much. We're glad to be here and honored to be here. And you're going to see history be made tomorrow. Go Army, beat Navy.
Thanks so much, gentlemen. You have a great one now.
All right, thanks.
That was Lieutenant General Robert L. Caslin. He's the 59th Superintendent of the Military Academy. He joins us along with First Captain Hugh McConnell. We'll be back with more of the Spano and Black Attack with James Lofton right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Well, your timing was good on that one, Scotty, because the Army guy just left. Welcome back to the attack. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Bob and Joe here from Radio Row, 117th edition of the Army-Navy football game. And let me tell you, we're really proud to be a part of it. I'm telling you, man, my pucker factor, every time one of those superintendents sits down,
Everything tightens up just a little bit.
I started leaning in to listen closer because the pearls of wisdom are so good that I'm realizing I'm hunching over. Sit up straight.
Sit up straight.
But, you know, Bob, we got a couple of minutes before James Lawson.
I was going to straighten your collar, but you don't have one.
I don't have one. I probably should have wore one. We got a couple of minutes before James Lofton joins us. We probably should take advantage of running down the entire lineup of what's going to be an exceptional edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Again, 117th edition, Army-Navy. We're here.
Hear the bagpipes in the background?
There you go. And let's thank USAA again for the great work they do, not only sponsoring the Army-Navy game itself, but also all the great work they do here to set up Radio Row and everything else. And we are being provided with a tremendous lineup. As we said, you know, Lieutenant General Caslin joined us right out of the box, along with First Captain Hugh McConnell.
That was a nice little added bonus, wasn't it?
From the U.S. Military Academy.
Feel better about our future.
James Lofton coming up in a matter of minutes. Pete Dawkins, the last Army Heisman Trophy winner, will join us at a quarter to this hour, 4:45 p.m. Eastern Time. At hour two, right out of the box, 5:15 p.m. Eastern Time, quarter after hour number two, the great Desmond Howard from ESPN will join us. We'll talk all things college football, including the Army-Navy game. At the bottom of the hour, Randy Cross, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
He's been a thing or two about football.
Yes, he's done a lot of Navy. He's done a lot of Navy games this year. He can give us some insight into what he's seeing out of the Naval Academy on the football field. And we'll bounce it around the college and NFL landscape with him. And at 5:45 p.m. Eastern Time, 45 after our final hour, we're going to have
Rich DeMarco. And Omar Miller, isn't it? Omar
Nelson. Rich DeMarco is the Army play-by-play announcer.
Yep.
And Omar Nelson is the Naval Academy color analyst. So
we'll try not to let them get into fights.
Right. We'll have both of them on together at 5:45 p.m. Eastern Time, 45 minutes after hour number two, to preview the Army-Navy game in great detail as these guys are around these respective programs each and every week. We look forward to that. We had Rich DeMarco on last year. He's a terrific guy, and he provides some real, real keen insight, Bob.
Yep. Little NFL, because we're going to end up with James Lofton.
All right. You want to roll into yesterday's Chiefs 21-13 victory over the Oakland Raiders that has these teams both at 10-3 atop the AFC West. And, you know, it was a little bit of a surprise to me.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, we previewed this game on our Thursday show, and both of us kind of felt the same way. And then I made the joke in jest, well, boy, if we both are seeing this the same way,
they're sure to lose.
They're sure to lose, and it's exactly
sure
what happened.
Sure enough.
But you know the funny thing about the Chiefs? You watch them every week, and every week without fail, you're not particularly impressed, right? You know, you say, on defense, they're very, very good. They get after the quarterback. They cover it up. They turn over the football. So you're impressed with their defense, and defense wins championships. But you look at their offense, and you always wonder how they score points. They don't rush the ball the way they used to. You know, in Alex Smith, they have a quarterback that does just enough. Outside of Travis Kelce and Jeremy Maclin, when he's healthy, you're not inspired by anybody in their passing game. Yet each and every week, they win the battle of turnovers.
Manage to find a way to win.
And always seem to find a way to win. This week, no exception. You take a high-flying Oakland Raiders team who had been functioning, improving each and every week on defense, and had been functioning incredibly well on offense, and you hold Derek Carr to 17 for 41, 117 yards.
Yeah.
And you know, just very, very impressive the way this Chiefs team finds a way to win. And they're not sexy on defense, on offense. But you know what I like about that offense, Bob? It doesn't score a ton of points. It's not flashy.
Doesn't make a lot of mistakes, does it?
Doesn't make a lot of mistakes and never puts a very good defense in a bad position. And on defense, they got three guys that can really get after the quarterback, and Tom Bali, D. Ford, Justin Houston, and a ton of speed all over that defense. They lost DJ Derek Johnson to that ruptured Achilles tendon, and that will hurt as this season unfolds. But they are a very, very good defense, and an offense, while not sexy nor high octane, it's an offense that doesn't make any mistakes and doesn't put that defense in a bad position. and they seem to find ways to win, whether it's Kairi Santos dunking one, you know, off a goalpost and through the uprights, to just, you know, to pick twos. You know, we pick off an extra point, you know, a two-point conversion when we're about to lose a football game, and instead we end up being the winners. So they keep finding these unlikely ways to win at times. And sometimes, well, like last night, they take control. I'm very, very impressed with you.
Well, they were very impressive last night all the way around. I mean, the Raiders really were not in this football game. And that's literally what it came down to. Their defense, the Raider defense, stiffened up in the second half, and they kept KC off the board. But in reality, the Raiders were probably playing the best football that they had played all year coming into this football game. I don't know if they took KC a little lightly, or maybe everybody is underestimating KC a little bit, which might be the case, because everybody is always looking to find the flaws. The quarterback isn't quite good enough. The, you know, the offensive wide receivers are not quite good enough. And you
Travis Kelce covers up a lot of the things
wrong with those wide receivers. But and they win football games. They put a nice little lesson in the school book of Oakland yesterday. And I think, not that you ever want to lose a football game, but the way they were controlled yesterday, I bet Jack Del Rio had a very strong message to that team after the game.
It's a reboot, really, is what it is in many ways. We've talked about it to a degree with the Cowboys and sometimes the value of losing.
That's the scene of the crime.
Joining us right now, we're waiting for him to get his headset on, is one of the greats in the game, wide receiver extraordinaire. He's
James
an analyst
Lofton.
Westwood One Sports. He does a show on Sirius XM Radio. He's man about town. He's James Lofton. He joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. James, welcome back to the scene of the crime. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, I was sitting here. It just seems like a couple of days ago.
We were actually going through your
stuff. 9 hours ago. Well, good.
He was rifling looking for loose change.
We've got you for about 3.5 minutes.
Is that all?
Yeah, we got a hard break.
It's the one hard break an hour we got.
I understand.
So talk to us quickly about how you feel about being a part of this Radio Row and the experience that you're having, and you've done it before as well as we have.
The best thing about this game, and it's called America's Game, and I know we have college football, and we love college football, and we love the national championships, we love the playoffs, but in this game, there is a little pageantry. The cadets from both academies and the midshipmen, they have what they call a march on. So all 4,400 students minus the football players march on in formation. And when you're up in the broadcast booth or you're watching it on television, you think of these young military men and women kind of from central casting. And you envision Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. But when you walk down to field level and you watch them walk by, you go, that looks like Billy, the kid who bags the groceries at the grocery store, or yeah. Willie, who, you know, works down at the mall. And these are the future leaders in our country. And it's interesting, you know, some of the cabinet appointees by the president-elect have been military men. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at future leaders of our country, and young men and young women from all around the United States, small schools, big schools, some even international students, who have signed up to do more than to run a couple of laps, to dunk, to hit a baseball, or to do whatever. They've signed up to basically have our back, to protect our country, to defend our rights here and around the globe. And so when this is called America's Game, I think every college student who receives an athletic scholarship should be glued in front of the television watching these young men and these young women.
Boy, that's well said. I guess it would be fair to say, and we have literally a little under 2 minutes left, they don't look like superheroes, but maybe they are our real-life superheroes.
I think without a doubt, you know, just the commitment. When we have the different military leaders come up, and they're in the broadcast booth before the game, invariably, they will talk about the qualities that it takes to be successful at the academy, but then they talk about what is learned at the academy, and they talk about the leadership skills. And that's something that you how do you quantify that? How do you teach these young men and these young women to be leaders? And they're pushed in that direction. You know, you look at some of the majors, and, you know, a lot of them are technical, a lot of them are science backgrounds. But that leadership quality that these young men and young women come away with is just phenomenal. And you can see it in each and every one of these players. And it's interesting that both teams run the triple option, which is a physical brand of football, no nonsense, and very direct and to the point. Leadership.
Direct and to the point.
They're learning it.
Well said, James. We really do appreciate it. I hate that our visit is cut so short, but unfortunately, this is the one hard break in hours, so we really have to let you go. We'll catch you as we bounce around here, and we thank you for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it.
And I'll be back next year.
And so will I. We'll see you then. Thanks so much. That was James Lofton joining us on the Spano and Black Attack. More from Army-Navy right after this.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano coming to you live from Radio Row at the 117th Army-Navy football game. And we're in the Baltimore Convention Center. Pretty nice stuff all the way around.
Yeah, Bob, a great venue for this. And again, I know I've said it a bunch of times, but I'm going to say it a whole bunch more. Thanks to USAA for all they do to make this great Radio Row possible. And thanks to them for their sponsorship of the Army-Navy game, the 117th edition, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern time, right here at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. In, again, what's become just a great event. with these great young men. And in our last segment, it's absolutely right. We talked about it with James Lofton. You know, when you look at them from the distance, you see that formation. I thought it was really interesting what he said. They look in many ways like superheroes. Yeah. Like he said, you'd think they would the Rock.
Right, right.
And we had Hugh McConnell
and they
looked
like Billy the Bag Boy and Janie the Babysitter. And
exactly.
Yeah, it's exactly
but
right.
There are real-life superheroes, and we couldn't be thankful for each and every one of them for their service, for their future service. And all of you listening on the American Forces Radio Network, this one day symbolizes how much we appreciate what you are, who you are, and how much you mean to us. So
yep.
we're having a whole lot of fun, and we're honored to do it.
Yep. You know, James brought out a great point, too. You know, President-elect Trump, who will be here tomorrow for the game, has appointed three military people into key positions, you know, defense and Homeland Security. And, you know,
and they're trying to block one of the appointments. I don't want to get all political.
Yeah, no.
The person hasn't retired from service long enough. I don't care.
Right. But the
quality service people.
But the point is, and I think that James made a really good point there, when you see the leadership that's being put into these kids, into these guys and girls, to evolve to that point in their careers when they're considered for positions in the government that are key to our security, the leadership that they are taught at the earliest level follows them all the way through their career and now results in the highest levels of government wanting them to serve yet again. And you can't ask for anything better than that. So, you know, it'll settle itself out once he's inaugurated and they have the hearings and all that kind of good stuff. But in reality, it picking among this talent pool that we see walking around in this building down the line is something we can be proud of, and it gives me a lot of hope for the future of this country.
I think that's very well said, Bob. And you talked about leadership. Before we bring in the great Pete Dawkins, and we're honored to be joined by him in just a couple of minutes, we should probably talk about leadership at the University of Houston, where the Houston Cougars have hired their offensive coordinator, now their former offensive coordinator,
yes,
Major Applewhite, and they've promoted him to their head football coach.
Does that make him a general?
That's pretty good. Pretty good, the spirit. Or it could be an admiral. See, right away you go, you're the Navy guy.
Well, no, because there are no majors in the Navy. That's why I went Army.
All right, okay. And you beat me again. But that said, 5-year deal for Major Applewhite. I don't have the financials in front of me, and I don't think it matters all that much because he's not writing a check to any of us. But that said, you know, a bit of a surprise. Todd Orlando was installed as the interim coach for the bowl game after Tom Herman left. And the switch gears to Major Applewhite was quite a surprise. So I think a good hire for Houston and good leadership. And I think they'll be able to continue what they've started under Tom Herman. And hopefully they can continue to seize that momentum and build on things and keep things going and move it forward, Bob.
Absolutely.
But I think.
And do we have a special guest?
Yes, this is special. We will move on from Major Applewhite taking the helm of the Houston Cougars and talk to the last Heisman Trophy winner from the U.S. Military Academy. We're honored to be joined by the great Pete Dawkins. Pete, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. This is truly an honor, and thank you for joining us
today.
Great
to be with you both on this august moment before the Armageddon game.
This is amazing to me. I read books on you. I mean, this is the best.
And then he read them to me.
You all haven't done this together for a while.
Oh,
you?
No, not at all.
The Bopsy twins have been together for a long, long time.
Remember
here.
Martin and Lewis?
Yeah.
We're the same age.
Mutt and Jeff, all of them. You name all the old teams for any one of them.
You're too tough.
You know where I want to go, Pete? This rivalry, this football game is so great for one reason. It was brought up this morning when all of us media types were together having breakfast, and it's the fact that for 3 hours, these teams are bitter enemies on the field. For the rest of the year, the other 364 days, 21 hours, they are on the same team. Just talk a little bit about that and how much the rivalry means to them, but also being on the same team the rest of the time beyond those 3 hours once a year.
No, I think that's a very insightful comment and perspective. It may sound a little corny to say, you know, 364 days you're all friendly and then you have this one titanic clash. It's literally true, but metaphorically, I think maybe overstated. You know, that the lore is that Army and Navy have two seasons. One is all the games leading up to the Army Navy game, and the second season is the Army Navy game.
Yeah.
And that's in many respects accurate. And one way of understanding the import of that is that I believe very strongly, and I think it's a feeling shared by virtually everybody who's played in this game, the challenge of the Army-Navy game isn't to get up for it. It's to try to control somehow not getting too hyped, too much adrenaline, too much. You don't have to get the team up for the Army-Navy game. They are up.
Exactly.
They're somewhere around 40,000 feet. What you need to do is to somehow calm everybody down to where they can really engage their athletic talent and perform at that moment up to the level that they aspire to. And that's that's true of all competition. But I think in this particular case, it's especially true.
You know, I want to take it to a guest that we had before. We had Cadet Captain Hugh McDonald here. And we were talking to him about what has been installed and instilled in him since his exposure to West Point. Has the basis of it changed at all? Or is it still the same great foundation that was there for you that has now gone through the generations and being installed in him?
Yeah, it absolutely has not diminished one iota, and if anything, it's grown. One of the heritage of West Point or West Point Annapolis is so powerful and so profound that it's woven into the fabric of the institutions and your life there. And I think there's a degree to which it's hard to avoid having it infect you. And I go back up now with some regularity because I have a number of different involvements there, and I never ever come away from a day with the cadets that I'm not uplifted. They're so genuine. They're so committed. They're so enthusiastic and exuberant and able. Kind of often said, but there's no conceivable way I could compete as I was then with the kids who are there now.
Right.
It's wonderful. Now, it's a challenge to be able to put a major football program on top of that because of how much intensity there is with the rest of the institution.
Sure.
And frankly, the Navy has done a little better than we have in that regard.
Starting to come around.
And no, it's not starting. It has come around. And it's but we've learned some things from them that have made a difference. Let me give you one example. I think I may be wrong by exact year, but I think 10 or 12 years ago, they allowed their football players to pre-qualify in one course on the summer before the season so that they could light load by one course. We started that this year. The academic load is very tough.
Sure.
Some of our football players are not at the very top of their class. It's very rugged to play football at this level and still have enough energy to study at night.
Right.
and whatnot. And so, there's that whole dimension to it, but they do a pretty darn good job.
It's an incredibly hard balancing act, I would have to imagine, Pete. An incredibly hard balancing act that nobody else around the country playing college football can truly identify with.
You know, if you fly on the plane with them to an away game, they all got their computers out. They're working on, you know, projects. They're doing essays. They're I would say there's very few college teams in the country that manifest that on their travels.
Your journey to the military academy was an amazing one. You overcame polio as a very young man. And through hard work and extensive rehabilitation and weight training, you became a great athlete in high school. And you were always great with academics. And there were a lot of options open to you. You're accepted at Yale. So were you always somebody, as you were growing up, that wanted to serve our country and wanted to be a part of our U.S. Military Academy, or did it come to you as you were getting closer to that point in time?
Well, that's a very important question, and the answer is I wish I could say it's been my lifelong dream, but it wasn't. I really had no awareness of or knowledge or aspiration to it until my junior year in high school, when my high school coach, who was a Marine and had been a company commander on Iwo Jima, had decided that West Point was the right place for me. I hadn't decided. He decided. And he showed up and to my house and told my mother to pack a bag. He was driving me to West Point.
Oh, nice.
I can't imagine that happening in the world today. So we drove for 2 days, got to West Point, went to see Colonel Blake without an appointment. His receptionist was flabbergasted. Said, well, you can't see Colonel Blake without an appointment. My coach said, oh, that's okay. There was a sofa there. He said, we'll just wait. We sat on that sofa from 8:30 until 12. People kept coming out and seeing. And after a couple hours, it became a fantasy to go see these weird guys from Michigan
sitting
on the couch. Well, you know, he was dumb like a fox because, sure enough, about noontime, Colonel Blake came out and met with us.
Got to have lunch sometime.
And that experience, being at the academy, the physical place, seeing the cadets, being there, from that instant on, there really wasn't any place I wanted to go except to West Point.
Well, we've got you for about another minute and a half here. You faced an interesting decision when your service time was up. You could have stayed in, I suppose, but you decided to go into business. You've been very successful. What motivated that to end the military service and go into
it? It was very simple. I wanted to be, I wanted to command the 82nd Airborne Division, and I had just had a back operation. And they told me I was a young brigadier. I was about the youngest brigadier in the Army. Just been picked by the Secretary of Defense to be his senior military assistant to take Colin Powell's place. And they told me I could never jump again. And I just didn't want to become a headquarters general.
Gotcha.
And I was young enough, wasn't going to be able to do what my dream was. I was still young enough to have a full career, and it's just made a judgment that that was the right thing to do. Now, you know, I've second-guessed myself for all the decades since, but it was that was how it came about.
Pete, thanks so much for your valuable time. Thank you for your service to our country. It's been an honor speaking to you, and we're going to enjoy the game and enjoy the rest of the festivities.
Well,
thank you
pleasure,
so much.
Pleasure being with you.
Thank
you so much.
Bye-bye now. That was a great Pete Dawkins joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We'll tie a bow around hour one after this.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. That was the great Pete Dawkins joining us here. I'm just... The goosebumps keep coming up, man.
Like I said, you know, he's been the subject of many a tome, and some of them you've read.
Like
and some
I said,
of them you've read to me.
I remember when I was in high school, I read the book on him.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, the story.
Seriously,
overcoming
guy sitting opposite me at the table,
overcoming polio, having those options, choosing our military academy, having great success, becoming a captain of industry after that, just incredible, Bob. It was a great hour one of the Attack. And if you think that was something, we got more for you in hour two. We gave you an original rundown. All that is subject to change here on Radio Row, thanks to USAA. But it's going to be a terrific hour two nonetheless. We promise you that. We're going to step out, and we'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.